On the football field, the action happens in the blink of an eye. It's like that off the field too when you've been injured. In a split second, your life is changed. Whether on the field or in the courtroom, when you've been injured, you need the right teammates by your side. You need Chase and Boscolo, a law firm willing to protect and fight for your rights. On the football field or in the courtroom, having the right team determines whether you win or lose. When injuries change your life, call Chase and Boscolo, trial lawyers that care. What Makes You Smile is brought to you by Dominion National. For anyone that needs dental and vision benefits, I have a one-stop shop for you. TeethKeeperSave.com. TeethKeeperSave.com offers dental and vision benefits for everyone with plans starting under $7 a month. Don't have benefits through your employer? Are you self-employed and need dental and vision benefits? TeethKeeperSave.com has various plans for individuals to choose from. Visit TeethKeeperSave.com today and enroll in minutes.
Hey guys, what's up? This is Josh Norman.
This is Joe Gibbs.
You listen to Redskins Talk
with J.P. Finley.
What up, everybody? We got a packed podcast, and we got the Caps in the Stanley Cup Finals. How about that, Tandler?
That's unbelievable.
We're going to talk Redskins. We got plenty to talk about, but I am so stoked about this. They're going to win. I don't believe in jinxes. I'm done with all that. The Caps are going to win the cup, and we're going to have a parade, and we're going to chug beer on Pennsylvania Avenue, and it's going to be incredible.
I'm going to get so drunk at the parade. I'm going to climb on things. It's going to be so sick. I can't wait.
Tandler, how drunk are you going to get at the parade?
I probably won't get too drunk.
Are you going to go to the parade, Tandler?
I don't know.
You don't know if you're ever going to get another. You have to go when they happen.
Is it going to conflict with minicamp?
You're my guy, Tandler. I don't know. You know what? I don't know, buddy. All right. So we're all fired up about the Caps. We have a really awesome preview with Rob Carlin, who is the face of Capitals hockey, is what I've come up with Carlin's tagline. So we give you the whole Vegas Knights preview in the Redskins world, because as you know, on this podcast, we're Caps fans, but we're not necessarily hockey fans. Mm-hmm. Like I can tell you the offensive line for the Seahawks, and I watch when the Chiefs play the Jaguars on Thursday night.
Yep.
But I'm never watching Blackhawks versus Stars Red on a Wednesday night. Yeah, exactly. All right. So, but here's what you all are waiting for. We have an announcement to make.
Yeah. What are you going to announce, JP? I kind of forgot.
When do you want to go? Air horn? Drum roll?
I'm going to do air horn here.
Meow, 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 meow.
And then I have this Tandler noise that he did a long time ago that I never get to use. I think it's when you said it's an emergency pod, Tandler make an alarm noise. It sounds like geese flying south.
Tandler, let's hear it.
I'm going to drop that in right here. I think that sets the tone.
I want the straight cash homie drop at the end of this.
Okay.
All right. Drum roll, Tandler, can you do one?
From here?
Yeah, can you do one over the phone?
I don't know. Let's find out.
No.
All right. Wet blanket. There he is. All right. June 14th, everybody. June 14th. Thursday night, June 14th. We will be getting after it at Matchbox in Ashburn. This is going to be epic. We are going to do, you know the deal, 100 beers. First 100 people that get there get a free beer, as we've guaranteed you on this podcast, and you get a free T-shirt.
Mm.
On top of that, if that's not enough,
I'm already in the door, but tell me what else you're doing, JP.
You get a raffle ticket. And at the last podcast party, we raffled off signed Trent Williams shirt, a Brandon Scherff jersey.
Those are pretty good players.
A Jay Gruden signed football.
Yeah.
We got awesome stuff. And you get to hang out with me and Tandler. You can hang out with Pete if you want. If Hockey Mitch ever comes back to us, maybe he'll hang out.
Yep.
Tandler, this is a home game for you, dude. This is Ashburn.
Yeah, it's right down. It's at One Loudon, right down the street from Redskins Park, and
What are you going to do since this is a home game, Tandler? You got to go. You got to go even harder.
How does your approach change?
I'm the same guy every day. I just put in a consistent effort.
I like that.
And
this is a home game, Tandler. You got to be the drunkest guy at the party.
Home road. I don't care.
All right. If anybody needs it, the address is 44720 Thorndike Street, Ashburn, Virginia, 20147. It's in One Loudon.
One Loudon. one Loudon on Loudon County Parkway.
Yeah, Tandler knows. It's very
Nobody
cool. I've been there.
Thorndike Street is.
All right, dude, whatever.
And what I like about this is it's right after Game 7 of the Cup. Hopefully we'll be celebrating a Caps.
Hold on, when is Game 7?
June 13th is Game 7. Yeah, we almost stumbled upon a landmine there.
Dude, you imagine if we set this up and there was a... We got very lucky that.
That was a totally blind luck thing.
Yeah, dude, we didn't plan that one well.
The third official Redskins Talk podcast party is on June 14th in Ashburn. Clear out your calendar.
And here's... I'm not guaranteeing any names quite yet. But we're going to be in Ashburn, folks. And you know who lives in Ashburn? A lot of Redskins players.
Right.
And I got a feeling we're going to get some players at this event. Well, maybe they're current players. Maybe they're former players. This thing's going to be live. I promise you. Chef Mel's going to be there. It's going to be good. I can't wait to get out there. Tandler's getting in his car. What's that noise, RT?
It's my watch.
Okay.
Are you setting the date in your watch as a reminder, just so you know? Smart. Good call.
All right. Podcast party. You know about it now. June 14th. Make travel arrangements. Let me know who's coming in. Let me know if you're coming. We want to try to gauge this crowd as best we can, especially our marketing folks are always... God bless our marketing folks, because they want me to give them details and numbers, and that's just not really my strength.
That's not what you do.
You send
me podcast notes that are so barren, and you also send it to me after I've published the podcast, when I've already gone through it all.
Pete, you need to step your game up, and that's my motivational technique.
Or maybe you're just lazy and don't think about things.
I'm not lazy, but I have extreme ADD. I'm not lazy.
I didn't mean to use the L word.
It's okay. All right, let's get down to business a little bit. I want to talk about our last podcast. Tandler and I had a bit of a discussion on Richie Incognito. That was clearly before the news came out about his mental state and trying to get help. And very obviously, hopefully everybody knows, but I don't think either Tandler wasn't advocating anything before. I was saying it's worth a discussion. If the guy is seeking help, he deserves help, and football should be the last thing on his plate. And all we can say is hope he gets better, and the Redskins are moving on at left guard. So the Incognito conversation is done now. Right, Tandler?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. If it wasn't before, it is now.
Exactly. All right. Here's the other one. Let's talk. Tandler, you care very much about the rule changes. I am more of a want to see them in play before I form my opinion, but I want to give you this opportunity to talk about the rule changes.
Okay. Just real quick. The one about lowering the helmet, that's still the NFL did put out a video showing about, I don't know, 8-10 plays, maybe saying, yes, this would be a penalty, you know, play from last year and saying this will be a penalty under the new rules. And, you know, they seem just, you know, they're bang, bang plays. It just seems very difficult. And I asked DJ Swearinger about it. I don't think he'd seen the video, but, you know, he said he's going to hit low and try to do what he can. But even if you hit low and lead with your helmet, it's going to be a penalty. So I think these guys, I tell you what, I'm foreseeing now 4-hour preseason games because they're throwing all these flags for it. And I think that they will.
Pete's literally asleep in the podcast studio because you're talking about 4-hour preseason games.
Yeah, no, I will be too. Trust me.
That's going to suck.
And as far as the kickoff rule, most interesting comment I got was from Dustin Hopkins, who still he heard the basics of it, and actually that's what ended up passing. The thing they floated around for a week. He said that it sounds to him like they're trying to make it more like a punt, with you know, the guys that you have to be pretty much stationary. The coverage, the kickoff team can't move until the ball is kicked. You know, no wedge blocking, things like that. So, you know, I think the best solution there is just going to be to have Hopkins just pound the ball into the end zone every time, and the heck with it. You know, for heck with these trying to pooch kick it and get him inside the 20. I mean, it's going to favor the return team strongly. That's what they need to do.
Tandler, I love that you really wanted to talk about that, but yeah. I zoned out. Pete?
Dustin Hopkins is going to kick the ball really far, and
something about a punt.
There's some video the NFL put out about hits and stuff. I don't know.
All right. So you, people can tell us on Twitter whether you were Team Tandler or Team the rest of us on the rule changes conversation topic. I think it's certainly topical, and now is the time to address it. So it's been addressed. All right. Here's what we're going to do now. Quick word from our sponsors. Then we talk to Rob Carlin about the Caps versus Vegas and why the Caps are going to kick their ass. Carlin's very entertaining. You guys are going to enjoy it. Carlin's also a former Skins beat reporter, so he knows our universe. And then after Carlin, we're coming back with our guy rankings. And I'm very excited for Tandler's because I have no idea what direction he's going to go. All right, here comes Carlin.
Oarsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Let's ride together.
Oarsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman Ford Lincoln. Let's ride together.
Here he is, the face of Capitals hockey, Rob Carlin. Carlin, real quick question before we get going, dude. Are you sure you don't want to be back on the Redskins beat talking about OTAs and seventh round picks and who's going to make the roster instead of going to the Stanley Cup Finals in Las Vegas?
Well, first off, I'm still trying to get accustomed to being the face of Capitals hockey.
Yeah, you like,
I really appreciate it.
Congrats on the promotion, dude.
Yeah, thank you very much. I can't wait till Alan hears that. That's going to be fun.
Well, Alan won't come on our podcast, yeah. So you get the title.
There it is. Yeah. Desperation is my friend.
You're the official Capitals correspondent of Redskins Talk Podcast.
That's a huge deal,
there
by the way.
No, I want a business card for that. I'll tell you what I appreciate not doing right now is being at any Redskins OTAs and making really big news and posting Instagram videos of every catch that Darius Geis made.
Sounds like a jab.
Yeah, I saw that you posted that. I'm like, oh, this is going to make Redskins fans happy. I was like, really? Is it?
Carlin,
it does.
Right now is going to make them happy.
Carlin, that video on my Facebook page has 30 shares. So
that is absurd.
I know.
It's Darius Geis running the most basic flat route and running against no defenders.
People are fired up.
It's two grown men playing catch. And I'm psyched for those 30 shares.
I'll tell you this, Carlin. I posted that video of Darius Geis making the catch in the flat, and 1,800 people viewed it. I posted the video of me talking to a lot of different Redskins fans about the Capitals, and 500 people viewed it.
Proof is in the numbers.
Well, yeah, I'll ask this. Which team is in the championship?
Dude, that's what we're here to talk about. So you came on before the Tampa series, gave us the Tampa preview. They won, so this is clearly good luck. Me, Pete, and Tandler are Capitals fans. We're not necessarily NHL fans. Here's what I know about the Vegas Golden Knights. I know George McPhee is their GM, the former Capitals GM. Expansion team, obviously, we all know that. I know they have Nate Schmidt. And I know that the former Penguin dude, Fleury, is their goalie, and he's been killing it, right?
Yes, former Penguin dude, Fleury, is the goalie.
All right, Pete or Tandler, do you know anything beyond that? Because I bet you don't.
No, I do not.
I think there might be some guy named, Perot or Moreau doing some good things, and then also they have, a Medieval Times pregame ceremony.
I know
ceremony.
About the medieval Times stuff, so yeah. I'm aware of that.
Yeah, there's no Perot. There's not that. I mean, just guessing that type of hockey name was a valiant effort.
Right.
But there's a Marchessault.
That's exactly
no
who
chance
I was going for. No, he's like a first liner. Oh, no, there's a Carlson. There's a good Carlson. It starts with a K.
There you go.
That's like the easiest Swedish name ever. Anyway.
Yep. He's going with the obvious, but that's Pete for you.
Yeah.
All right. You're up, Garland. Tell us what we need to know.
Yeah. They're really good, man. It's not just a cool story, and it stopped being a cool story a long time ago. They're just a really good hockey team that comes at you in waves of speed, and it never stops.
So and fast? Are they faster than Tampa?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah. And they just, like, they're just, yeah, they're just, you know, pedal to the metal. I mean, that's their game. And they attack you. And, you know, we were talking on our Caps podcast last
Which
night.
Is it? Everybody should listen to that.
Caps Extra Podcast. We do it after every single game.
And that's you and Alan, right?
And me, Alan, whoever else is involved. Last night was Joe B. Even Mike D., the long-suffering Caps fan, our Caps photographer, jumped in there because even the most negative guy is starting to enjoy the ride a little bit.
Has Hockey Mitch appeared on your podcast at all?
Hockey Mitch, I think, made a brief appearance.
Because he's not on our podcast anymore.
Because he's covering a team in the championship right now.
Well, there's OTAs to talk about, Carl, and damn it.
We need to talk about Trey Quinn with Mitch. Give him back.
But Vegas is just a really good team, and they're just a very good team. But that pregame festivity is, as Joby and Alan said last night, it's exactly Vegas. A little bit cheesy, it's pretty amazing, and it's totally overwhelming. And that's the pregame, and you sort of go into it, and then the crowd's worked up into a frenzy, and then they drop the puck, and you're sort of just on your heels the whole time. And so they're going to have to withstand that first burst of emotion and get through it. But they have unique ability to do that every time they get pushed. They, you know, sometimes it cracks a little bit, but they're able to withstand it and then push back. And so I'm looking forward to a really entertaining series.
Tandler, that was your spot to ask a question, dude.
Oh, okay.
Did I lose him? Okay, did he fall asleep in the middle of that?
No. I'm good. The Knights, I saw are favored. I guess, you know, I'm just looking at the standings. I think they had four more points than the Capitals did during the season. So pretty even. Would you favor the Golden Knights? And what kind of chance do you give the Capitals with home ice disadvantage in this series of pulling it out?
I know what Vegas is saying, because JP sent us that email earlier today. So
here for something,
you know, yeah, his big part in all this is to let us know how to place our wagers. I think Vegas with the home ice is going to, you know, they're going to be the odds on favorite. People are going to want that story to kind of finish off with, you know, to see an expansion team, you know, win the Stanley Cup. It, you know, that's got a movie written all over it, but so does Ovi, you know, like
Ovi deserves a cup.
Yeah, I mean, this is his sort of, you know, I'll drop a hockey, but Steve Yzerman moment, you know, late in the career, all of a sudden you win that cup and it validates everything that's happened before. So if Ovi is able to do this, I mean, just getting there is, you know, a great validation to his greatness, and especially the fact that he scored the first goal that, you know, ends up being the game winner. I love that. I love great players. I love greatness. I'm a LeBron guy because he's great. I love to watch guys that are otherworldly at their peak. And he's done it. He's been that for 13 years. And, you know, I think that if he is able to finish this off, and if this Caps team is able to finish it off, then it silences every critic that has attacked his game. Mostly, some of it deserved, mostly undeserved because of how much of a team sport this is. But, I'd probably still say, Tanner, to go back to your question, that Vegas is going to be the, not only the odds-on favorite because they have home ice, but just sort of the romanticized favorite because of the story. But once they drop the puck on Monday night, none of that's going to matter. None of the past negative history with Marc-Andre Fleury is going to matter. None of it's going to matter because this team has just proven over and over again that they're different than every other Caps team in the past.
Carlin, we'll wrap it up with this. One of the best parts about playoff hockey is that you always find a player on the other side who you go from not caring about at all to just hating. Last series for me was Chris Kunitz. I went from not knowing who that person was to hoping he got kneecapped every time he stepped on the ice. Who is that player on Vegas going to be that I go from not knowing he existed to just absolutely hating him for 7 nights in the next couple weeks?
Well, I mean, it's the Stanley Cup now. I think there's, don't limit yourself. It's going to be all of them.
You're right.
I mean, you know, like that's, it's whoever is happening to have a good game at that time, you're going to hate that dude. I mean, Kunitz is easy to hate.
Yep.
And he's made a very nice living and has his name etched on the cup a couple of different times because of it. But,
yeah, now his ass is etched into his couch because he's sitting at home watching
there
the Caps.
There you go. Attaboy. Go ahead, attaboy. Get a little door, a little window open to talk some trash about Caps hockey and burst right through. I like that. I think you're gonna hate. Honestly, though, you're gonna hate all of them because, like I said, they just keep coming at you and keep coming at you, coming at you.
I hate these guys already.
Yeah, I can't wait. Yeah,
who's their coach? Because I ended up hating the Tampa coach. Yeah. That guy looked like an accountant.
He was so slimy.
Gerard Gallant.
I hate
what
this
guy. What a horrible name.
Gerard Gallant. Well, GTFO, well, Gerard.
And the great story about him, this is the best story, was he was fired by Florida last year. And if you guys remember, he was the coach they literally on the sidewalk. So there was a picture that went out of him with his bags waiting for a taxi because they fired him at the airport. So that picture went viral. It became a huge thing. And when the Caps were playing Vegas the first time this year, you know, obviously I didn't know much about them. So I listened to a Vegas podcast to just kind of get a sense of what their team is all about. And their TV analyst told a great story that, you know, as they were getting ready for the season, they were in preseason and they grabbed some food and they were going to go play golf. And he was like, "You want to head out?" And coach was like, "Yeah, let's go." He goes, "Great, I'm going to call a cab." He goes, "No, I have Uber. I'm never riding in another cab again." So that kind of stuck with him for a little while. But
awesome.
He's a good coach and it's a good team. And it's more than just, you know,
it's the cup, man. It's got to be a good team, you know, like you don't get there on accident. Carlin, do you know that I'm coming to Vegas for game one? You going to hang out with me?
That is the rumor. I've already heard that. Yeah, it's circulating through the entire Caps content team.
I'm available for anything pregame, but nothing postgame.
Right. They were like, "Wow, JP is coming to work and cover the Caps." And then we all looked at each other like, "He's got to be going just for fun."
Oh, dude, I'm going as a fan.
If this was in Winnipeg, would you be going?
Hell no.
Yeah, exactly.
Hell no. I don't know that I'd be going.
Yeah.
Dude, right.
No one wanted to go to Winnipeg.
I don't even know where Winnipeg is. And I'm okay with that. It's in Canada. Yeah. I got that much.
I think it's by the wall. Jon Snow, lives in Winnipeg.
Yeah, like the dragons are up there. Yeah. Carlin, here's what I know, dude. The Caps are winning this damn thing, and I don't care about jinxes, any of that stuff. It's going to happen. I feel it in my bones, man.
I kind of do too. I kind of do too.
I can't wait. Wow. I can't believe you agreed with me. I mean, I'm all the way in now.
The face of Capitals hockey just agreed with you.
You know what it is? Like, I've got into it. I'm going to be honest. I went into Game 6 and Game 7 feeling like, oh, God. Oh, God.
Same.
Please don't, please don't, lose this in an embarrassing sort of way.
Well, and then after Game 6 was so great, I was like, dude, they can't put forth that kind of effort again. And then they topped it in 7.
They did.
Yeah. Right. Well, it's funny because I was talking with Sherry Burris, who works at Channel 4, and, you know, she's relatively new to the area. And after Game 5, she was like, oh, God, I think they lose in 6. I was like, well, let me tell you something about DC Sports. DC Sports is they're going to win Game 6. And they're going to win it convincingly. And that fan base is going to get really riled up and be like, we're taking it. We're going to win it in 7. And then they're going to get their doors blown off in Game 7.
Yeah,
that's DC Sports.
We all were expecting it, sadly.
Yeah, they didn't. It was the latest example of them flipping the script on any curse of DC Sports. So
I can't wait.
Yeah, I mean, why stop now? Like, you know,
Gerard Gallant, enemy number one.
Such a douche.
Yeah, to hell with that guy.
There you go.
Carlin, thank you, dude. Yo, you guys have been killing it, man. Keep it up. You guys have been terrific. I know you deserve some sleep, but you're not going to get it for 2 more weeks.
No, and I'm fine with that. I will ride this out, and I'm going to check out for July. So I'll ride this out.
Do you want to come back on the podcast on Monday when we do our training camp schedule release discussion?
Is there anything bigger than hell no? I mean, how many curse words can I drop
well,
on this?
Carlin, yeah, I was going to offer, if Caps Extra needs like some OTA's insight, you guys can let me call into your pod and you and Alan can ask me questions about Ryan Anderson. So feel free.
Oh, man, would I love to record the moment when I tell Alan that we're going to bring in Pete Haley to ask him about
Chandler, is that your dog, dude?
Yeah.
Even right. The dog is angry about this.
Carlin, you're the man. Thank you, man. We'll let you go.
All right, see you in Vegas.
All right.
Great cash, homie.
Let's go, Caps. Talking to Carlin has me fired up. I think they're going to win. Pete, you think they're going to win?
Absolutely. I'm looking at pictures of Gerard Gallant now. He's just so ugly.
Yeah, dude,
old.
That guy sucks.
He's 54. That's not that old, actually. He's Canadian, though. Yeah.
That's old.
I'm sorry. I jumped the gun there. He is ugly, though, and he sucks at his job.
He is kind of ugly. Taylor, you think they're going to win?
I absolutely think they're going to win. I think it would be just a travesty if a team in its first year, you know, Rob was talking about how that would be a great movie story. Man, how long has Cap been around for? 43,
I think.
74, yeah. And haven't won a cup. I mean, they have priority over Vegas as far as being who should be the favorite of the public.
I'm with you, man. I'm with you. All right. Now is time for our guy rankings. This is a random topic that came up because my guy over at Butler Automotive Service hooked me up, took really good care of my wife and I. And I said how important it is to have a good car guy in your life. So I'll start. I'll say a good car guy is on my guy rankings, and you should go to Butler Automotive Service in Rockville. Pete, you're up.
Another good guy to know is a barber, and you know you found your guy as a barber when you walk into the barbershop and you see that he's not there. Other barbers offer to cut your hair, and you say, no, thanks, I'll wait for him to come back tomorrow. It's someone who knows exactly
how
to cut.
You shave your head.
It.
You go to a barber for that?
There's a guy who does a nice little fade, and if he's not there, his name's Jason in Rock Creek Village. I dip out, and I come back tomorrow. If he's on lunch, I wait. It's just a bad haircut ruins you for weeks.
I'm with you there.
You got to have a guy.
That's a good one. Barbers are very important. I go to Brian, and if Brian's not there, I go to Lucky.
Yeah.
And if neither of them are there, I usually leave, but sometimes I'm desperate, and the old guy cuts my hair, and it's very different.
Yeah, and sometimes it is awkward when somebody's like, oh, hey, I can help you over here, and you're like, no, thank you, but you got to do it.
Taylor, you're up.
Yeah, I go to Ashburn Barbershop. There's three there, two guys and one lady. And they all take good care of them. So I agree with that. Okay, I'm going to, everybody heard, I believe, at the end of Rob Carlin's segment, my dog Skeeter. So I'm going to go with a good veterinarian.
Ooh.
Clap it up. That is a great
call.
Well done,
Taylor.
You know, I mean, we have, we use Old Mill. They have a kennel attached to their veterinary clinic or vice versa, whichever one it is. And they do a great job. Very good. Good folks out there, and that's very important.
It's a good one. No argument there. Banks loves his vet. All right, I'm up. This one, Taylor went high road. I'm going different. You need a bookie, dude. Now, I know this all might change with legal gambling and whatever, and I know plenty of people still gamble online or whatever, but nothing quite like the juice of having a couple cocktails, watching the second half of some game at a bar, and just getting a little bit of action. Everybody needs a guy, and a bookie's a good guy to have.
I have never, ever placed a bet with a bookie in my life.
You want to? I know a guy.
No, I'm sure you do. No, I'll wait for the legal variety.
It's kind of fun. And here's the dangerous part is that it's all on credit. So, like, you don't have to put the cash up. It's just like the bet is in. And then you're like, oh, wait, how much was it? And then you're in college and you wake up in the middle of the night sweating. But, hey, man.
You have nightmares and you check your door.
Right. All right, you're up, Pete.
I'm going to go with a golf guy. And this could be someone who gets you, like, apparel for very cheap prices, or somebody who gets you onto a course when you need to, when it's hard to get on normally. Just any sort of golf guy who hooks you up with any sort of golf related thing is important, because golf is goddamn expensive, and it's nice to have somebody take that pain away from you a little bit.
Good one, RT.
Yeah, that's a good one. I will go, and this is showing my age perhaps a bit, but I will go with a doctor, a GP, a good guy you can go to when, you know, whatever is wrong with you might be wrong with you. I have Dr. Cohn out here in Ashburn. Rollins family practice. He's just very, very good to deal with, very laid back, very, just very easy to talk to. So I think that.
See, I just don't go to the doctor, dude.
Guy.
That's yeah. I just don't go.
When I was your age, I was the exact same way. It's like I said, that's why I'm showing my age a little bit.
Can't wait for you to talk about your dentist next turn.
Yeah. all right. Well, again, Taylor's going high road. Yeah. I'm going a different road. Bartenders, man. You got to know bartenders in various locations of the city. So there's always a bar you can go to, see a friendly face, maybe get a free drink or two.
Yeah.
Slide him a little extra cash.
He daps you up, makes you look like a big deal.
Yeah,
it's good for you.
Like, Taylor, I know you'll agree with that one. I was a bartender for 15 years or something. Like, that's in my blood. That's what my father did for a living. And those are the best people to know because they're good people, mostly. Taylor, I know you're with me on that one. You're an old bar guy.
They were on my list. I had bartender on my list as well.
Okay. Well, I didn't mean to steal it from you.
Yeah, I was going to say restaurant guy, but since that kind of ties into bartender guy, I'm now going to change it to a little bit off the board. And this is just the guy in your friend group with the house that you could go to for stuff. I have a friend. We host the fantasy drafts there. We watch like the McGregor Mayweather
fight.
See,
you're
there.
Also showing your age because is this his parents' house you're talking about?
Yeah, but this can be broken down to is the guy with the dope basement that you can go and
you sound in. Like a teenager. Did his parents let you drink beer there?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Oh,
my God. He's got a great TV. He has a beer fridge. He has a ping pong table. We have our fantasy draft there. We watch all the games there.
Do any of your friends not live at home?
One of my friends recently moved out, the one you met at Game 5 watch party. So that's my first, and I've slept on his couch like 5 times already.
When is your plan on moving out of your parents' house?
So I really enjoy being there. I have a ton of space. I have my pets there.
Your parents' pets.
Yeah, I mean, they're my pets, too. I get my food made for me. My laundry's done. I will move out, like, kind of soon, but I'm not, like, anxious. I set a tentative date at week one, but I kind of think I want to push
week
that
Week one
back.
Of the regular season? Yeah, chance.
I'll be surprised if... I'll try week 17, I think.
Yo,
is the new
2019
week.
Taylor, when do you think Pete moves out of his parents' house?
Yeah, no, the over-under is week 8 in 2019.
Yo, your last one didn't count,
okay,
by the way.
Well,
all right, Taylor, you're up.
Yeah, I got one more, then.
Okay, I've got a handyman.
Ooh, that's a good one.
This house, actually we moved into this house when it was new. We were the first ones to live here. But now it's getting a little old. We're changing a few things around and needed a ceiling fan put up. And we don't have one.
Dude, I could do that.
That's a problem.
Oh, I couldn't run the electric.
We have to locate one.
So you have to run the electric or just get it put up?
No, just get it up. Just get it put up.
Dude, I could do that for you, man.
I got frustrated. I couldn't do it. I've done it before, but I couldn't do it.
I got you. That's a good one. Like my plumber, my guy Jim Riley, I ride or die with that dude. Mm-hmm. He's great. Right. That's a good one, Taylor. I'm going, and this is maybe the Marylander in me showing, you need a crab guy. Because if you're paying retail prices for crabs in the summer, you're getting ripped off. But if you got a guy from Southern Maryland or the Eastern Shore or out towards Annapolis who will set you up with a dozen or two, that's the way to live. And they usually have good oysters and stuff, too. So I'm going crab guy. Pete, redeem yourself.
I think you're going to like this one. I'm going with a guy who throws awesome bi-monthly podcast parties and offers to buy people beers and gets T-shirts set up. If anytime you can run into a guy like that who just brings joy to your life and lets you sleep on his couch after a podcast party, if need be, that's an important guy to know. And I'm glad that I have one in my life.
I'm looking for one of those. Speaking of Taylor, officially, you're not letting us camp out in your backyard. Is that correct? On June 14th?
Officially, that's correct.
That All right. Taylor laid new sod, so we can't sleep in his backyard. So let's open this up. June 14th, me, Pete, and Mitch are looking to camp out in somebody's yard in Ashburn. So if you are a listener and you're interested in letting us camp out, let us know.
And then you'll make our next guy's list for someone who's
the guy who lets you camp out in their yard. Guy.
Yeah, because you're too drunk after the third annual Redskins Talk podcast party guy.
So
I have three words of advice for a buddy out there. Don't do it.
Well, you're going to be on. We're going to do the Hangover podcast from your yard the next morning, and you can be on it. So
I'm just going to edit out what you said, change it to two words and say, do it, by the way.
Do it.
Well, I also think B-Mitch might let us sleep in his yard.
He's not going to be there, he said, and he might let us do it anyway.
Well, that was a different date.
Okay.
But But B-Mitch has told me sure, and he's also told me he might injure us while we sleep. So I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to subject myself to that. I wouldn't sleep. I'd just be up all night staring at the entrance to our camp.
It'd be like college when you first meet your bookie.
Yeah.
I got one more, a good like lawn tree guy. Mm-hmm. I got some trees cut down in my backyard. That is not cheap, folks. So shop around on that. Tanner, you got any others?
No, I pretty well hit the list here.
Yeah, I think we did really good.
That was fun.
Yeah, that was fun.
I love rankings. I think next one I chewed at UJP is worst places to be hungover at.
Yeah, dude.
I got a lot of responses. We should do that for the next Friday pod or
something. Yeah, we'll do that. We'll do that.
Yeah.
For right now, though, we got to run. June 14th, podcast party, Matchbox, Ashburn, lock it in.
Yep.
We will see you there. For Tanler and Pete, I am JP Finley. If you made it this far, I owe you a beer.
Oarsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Savings, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman Chantilly Toyota. Let's ride together.
Oarsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Savings, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman Fairfax Toyota. Let's ride together.